Beth Esser and her husband have two young children. She says her family has already taken some steps to reduce use of fossil fuels so to cut emissions that contribute to global warming.
I and my husband would just have to make our personal choices of changing light bulbs, using reusable bags, buying a Prius.
But about 18 months ago, Esser says she realized that personally living a greener lifestyle wasn't enough, that she had to join with others to call for a global effort against climate change. She's now a volunteer coordinator for the 350 Madison Climate Action Team. And this weekend, Esser will ride more than 18 hours to New York City to join what may be 100,000 others in a march calling for more binding international agreements next year limiting greenhouse gas emissions. Esser says the Obama administration has taken some good steps.
However, Obama has repeatedly said that he has all of the above energy policy, which includes increasing our domestic production of dangerous tar sands and fracking natural gas.
Esser says she understands worldwide that gasoline and coal are in high demand, but she's convinced more people can reduce their need for fossil fuels and that more energy can come from renewables. Esser and many of the others from Wisconsin also face an 18-hour bus ride back from New York. She says it will then be up to other groups to pressure next week's UN summit to produce a favorable result. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.